Yes, indeed. And as usual, we are awaiting your home improvement questions this morning, either by phone or by text, whichever is easier if you want to call and chat with Andy or send Andy a text. Either way, here is the one number to remember, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. Nice little rainy this morning, but nice temperatures. Looks like it's going to be a pretty lovely day, huh?
I think it is today and again tomorrow for those. And by the way, I just had a thought. Don't forget Dad tomorrow. Happy Father's Day. And an early happy Father's Day to your dad, Kevin.
Father's Day tomorrow?
Isn't it?
Is it next Sunday?
I know.
Then oh, it's you got next me worried. Week. If it's tomorrow, I'm in trouble. Sorry, Cap. I'll be shopping later today.
I just shocked a bunch of people. I didn't get anything. thanks for clarifying that. Dennis just told me that it's a week from today. Tomorrow, I should say.
You know, Denny, I would have snuck up on me regardless. The only reason I know that is because my wife mentioned Father's Day, and yesterday when we were talking, and I had to ask her. I'm like, when is Father's Day? And she told me. So we call her Webster. She's the only person in my life I never question anything. She's right about almost everything always.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Uh-huh.
Oh my, yeah, I know the drill too. But anyway, you even if it's a week early, you wish your dad, Kevin, a happy Father's Day.
I will.
Just in case I forget.
You know, I'm going to – maybe he's not listening today. So tomorrow morning I'm just going to call him up and say happy Father's Day and see if he gets the shock that I had a minute ago.
Okay. Who knows? You know, maybe I'm saying this guy can get some extra gifts or something early.
Yeah, let's make it 2 days, Denny. Yeah, I like it.
There was a reason for my craziness. Uh-huh. Again, it's 651-461-9226. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Now let's talk a little bit about home improvement. What has been this past week as far as Linda's construction? And the weather has been cooperating pretty much. The crew's getting things done.
We are, you know, as you can imagine, this time of year, regardless, we're working 6 days a week. Typically, coupled with the storms that we had come through in May, we're busy people. Whether we're going out and meeting with insurance adjusters and customers and picking colors, or just our crews, every one of our crews is completely booked. So it's been fun. We're running full schedules. The cool part is, Denny, is we've been able to stay on top of this, you know, with the drought last year and, you know, not a lot of severe weather last year. We didn't have as much of a backlog as we typically would have going into springtime. So we've been able to take this work as we're getting it. In fact, we completed some roofs from the last hailstorm last week, and we have some this week that will be installing and starting a siding job that was sold in May. So it's kind of a neat deal. That's something that we've been striving for so ever since 2017, Denny. Our motto has always been higher character, train skill, but we've put a lot of time and effort into our training programs and what we're doing and how we're doing it on the install side and on every division inside of our company. We've added quality control people at every division that couples as trainers, and we finally gotten to a point where we have been able to scale up as these storms and this work comes at us, and we've actually been able to see our quality control scores go up, our average ratings go up on all the review sites over the last year, and I really do think it's because of this training program that we've installed since the last storms of 2017. You know, it was really hard, Denny, when you have to look at somebody and said, it's $25,000 down and I'll see you in 54 weeks.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That was, you know, you say that a couple of times to a customer and you really go home and start to lay out the outline and what it's going to take in order to get better at this. And I think we're finally there. My team and my people have never been stronger, and it's been pretty evident the last month.
Have people, in light of energy costs, have been calling Linda's to get more insulation jobs done? Have you seen that, or is it about the same?
No, marketably more, Denny. We are the amount of insulation that we've installed this year it's really close to almost the entire total of 2021. We're getting, like, I would say probably within the next 45 days, we'll have installed more insulation this year than we did all of 2021. And I really do think it's a direct result of our high energy costs right now. It's really started to highlight how much money we're spending on heating and cooling our home and trying to make these houses more comfortable, first and foremost. But when you're starting to see that we can save people, you know, over 100, 200 bucks a month at times, depending on what we're doing, that's it's usually a pretty easy decision. And hey, to break it to you, I doubt that heating and cooling our houses is going to get any cheaper over the next 5 years.
I think you're right about that. If you have a question, any questions, certainly any home improvement type of questions, it could be about insulation, could be about decks. What about decks and decking? Your crews are active as they are every year, but how is the scheduling, and can people still get an, I hate to ask you that, get a new deck this year yet, or is there a wait until maybe next spring?
Nope. We are still installing decks yet this year. I think, you know, you're probably looking at
next spring.
Late summer, early fall for a completion. My guess is in that 10-week range, 10 to 12 weeks from the day you sign up, and depending on the materials that we have to get and the size of the deck. But our installers, our team right now it's perfect. They're doing a fantastic job. They're in a perfect world. In our perfect world, we want to see lead times from the day somebody says, yes, I want you to do this. If we can get there and have it completed in 4 to 8 weeks, that's about perfect. And when it takes you 3 to 6 weeks to source most of the home improvement materials nowadays, where it used to be we could order anything and have it in 2 days, and I think we're kind of hitting on all cylinders right now. It's been a lot of fun to work our way through.
Excellent. Good news. Good to hear. All right, Andy, hang on. I'm getting a signal. We need to take a quick break. If you have a home improvement question, by all means, we accept yours. We'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. In the Twin Cities right now, we have 66 degrees. They're calling the skies overcast. You may see and still experience a few showers, and we could get some on again, off again. But they've cleared up the showers overnight in the forecast. It looks like partly cloudy tonight here in the Twin Cities, low of 60. Going to be a nice sunny, at least partly so, Sunday tomorrow. Keep in mind, a week from tomorrow is Father's Day. High tomorrow will be near 80. We'll talk more about that and answer more home improvement questions straight ahead here. Again, 66 degrees from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here on the air every Saturday, thanks to Linda's Construction, in the 9 o'clock hour, to be exact, answering your home improvement questions, either by phone or by text, as usual. And here's the number to get to Andy Linda's, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226, either phone or text. Speaking of phones, let's grab a phone call, Andy. Margaret's calling in this morning from Oakdale. Margaret, what is your question for Andy Lindis?
Andy, when we had hail damage over in my area in Oakdale, a lot of people are getting, of course, new roofs. And so when you call your insurance company and the adjuster comes out and takes a look, should he also take a look at your deck? Because...
yeah, they'll look at the entire exterior of the home.
Okay.
The adjuster will. And here's what I would recommend is, if you schedule with a high quality contractor like us, and it doesn't have to be us, there's we live in an area of the world, there's lots of good contractors out there, but in order to find them, you got to call them and ask them to come out to your house. And I would do that either the day the adjuster's coming out, if you can make that schedule work, or try to get it beforehand. So then you can get a good idea. From the contractor's perspective, your perspective, and the insurance adjuster's perspective. And a lot of times we can go around and just make sure that the adjusters aren't missing anything. But I'm telling you, this hail damage has been pretty straightforward. And we don't find ourselves in arguments with adjusters really at all. In fact, I was on one last week, and I really thought like I was disagreeing with this adjuster. Like, what I was seeing, he wasn't seeing. And then so I'm like, this is a weird one. I have no idea why this is going as poorly as I thought. So I just kind of sat back and waited. And all of a sudden, the next day I get an email and everything was approved. And I really didn't think it was going to be. And I mean, it looked like obvious hail damage to me. And I mean, I could see it from the ground, Denny. I didn't even have to get up on the roof to identify it. And I don't know what this adjuster was just in a goofy mood that morning. But outside of that, it's been a pretty straightforward storm. And with today's technology, you know, and next week, Denny, we have our drone team starting to fly roofs before the estimators even get there. And we'll have a complete report with, you know. So long story short, these drones have artificial intelligence. The way artificial intelligence works, Denny, the longer it goes, the faster and smarter it seems to get. And over the last 10 months, this software has really gotten good, where it's starting to identify actual hail dings and storm damage from the air. And when you're talking about some roofs that are up there 2-3 stories, it can be really dangerous to get up on them. And insurance companies are trusting these reports. So I can tell you this. On my home, I have a shed that has no hail damage on the roof. I really couldn't see any with my eyes. The adjuster couldn't see anything. My house, crushed.
Really?
For whatever reason. And I could very, very easily see it. I flew with a drone. The drone picked out the exact same thing that I saw, and the exact same thing that the adjuster saw, the exact same thing one of the head guys from GAF saw. So I really start to trust this system. So when we can use things like that, it should start to stem on some of the costs of what's going on here with these roofings and the amount of storms that we're experiencing over the last few years. Denny, I really caution people as they go through this and they're picking out their roofing that this might be the time to try to upgrade to a Class 4 or something that's hail-proof. I really think all of our deductibles are going in a different direction, where maybe 3, 4, 5 years from now, maybe even as early as next year, we could see deductibles being, you know, 20% of the total cost of the repair. You're talking, wow, you know, $10,000-$15,000 deductibles. Or what's going to happen is if you have a roof that's older than 10 years, insurance companies are going to start to prorate how much they're actually going to pay you. I've heard this from 2 different insurance people, and 3 different adjusters have brought this conversation up to me. And because they're seeing it in other states, Florida and Texas in particular, where, you know, it's pretty, you know, common to have a $10,000 deductible on your roof. That makes a lot of sense to try to upgrade. Say the insurance company's giving you $20,000 and it's $26,000 to go to a Class 4 shingle, when you know that this might save you money down the road where it's not going to cost you a $10,000 deductible. Secondly, countless times, Denny, I've gotten up on roofs this year with our Class 4 shingle, whether it's the Glenwood or the Armor Shield, and I've been able to happily tell people, you know, we got some damage you could repair on the soft metals, but there's nothing wrong with the shingles. You're good to go. And it's fun to get money from the insurance company. We always think it's going to be a great process, and it's not going to cost us any money. It will cost you money. There's at least a deductible to pay for it. It's going to be a couple grand out-of-pocket of expenses almost always. And it's never a fun process. People never want to go through it twice. So if you can take some steps so you never have to deal with hail again, I'd at least take a look at what those options are.
That's very smart. Very good advice. Getting back, Andy, to Margaret's question about deck, I got to ask you, have you ever seen, it must be pretty substantial size of hailstones to damage a deck, but have you seen that in your career a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially natural wood decks, you're gonna get some more marks that happen on them. A lot of times, just refinishing of the deck that gets done, but that can be pretty expensive if you have to hire a professional, and if some sanding has to get involved. You know, again, you might be talking about thousands of dollars depending on the size of the deck. So the insurance adjuster is going to look at everything, even your outdoor cooking equipment, any of your playground equipment, the entire exterior of the home, your air conditioning unit, the entire roof. They're going to want to inspect the entire property, and a good professional contractor will do that as well, and will be able to. Again, Denny, this is pretty obvious what is damaged and what's not. It should be, as two professionals get together, an insurance adjuster and a contractor, it should be pretty easy to come to a general consensus on what is damaged and what's not, and what the cost is going to be to fix this project.
Interesting stuff you had about the drones and artificial intelligence, and how technology is just It's helping everybody out.
It is. It's making our lives safer and easier.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'll tell you what let's do. I'm getting a signal. It's time to look at that forecast for the coming week, the rest of the weekend and the coming week. By the way, somebody sent a text saying every day is Father's and Mother's Day. I like that. We'll take that.
Yes, sir.
Hang on, Andy. We'll have a look at that forecast. Then back with more. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, now is your chance to either call it in or text it in. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCC. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show here on the air every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Linda's Construction. Andy Linda's today answering your home improvement questions, as usual, either by text or by phone. If you want to call and chat with Andy, great. If it's easier just to send him a text, that's good too. 651-461-9226. I tell you what, I was going to grab a text, but you know what? We have a phone call here. I don't want to leave Irene in Little Falls waiting. So let's get the question. Irene, thanks for calling. What's your question for Andy?
We need to replace our deck, and I am wondering if he could give us information on what materials might be best. Is there something new out there that we need to know about? Just some good tips, please.
We can definitely point you in the right direction. There's a lot of good composites out there, but there's a clear front runner as to which one is the best, and that's millboard decking. And our Fortress railing system that we're using, I'm telling you, out of all the companies and manufacturers that we work with, Danny, they had about, so just to give you a little story on Fortress. Fortress had some paint issues for about 3 or 4 months, some manufacturing issues. And so we've had some railing systems that have come under warranty. As far as manufacturers are in warranty, we send them a picture and they send us a brand new railing and then actually pay us to go out and replace it. And it's been as easy and no out-of-pocket money for the customers. It's not costing me any money to go in and take care of it. It's really been a pleasant surprise. Not that we want to, you know, talk about, you know, stuff going sideways, but with manufacturers, it's usually only a matter of time before something goes a little bit goofy and you have to look at some warranty work. And they've been awesome to work with, and couple that with how aesthetically pleasing the different styles of railing that you can choose from them, it really is a no-brainer. So for me, the best deck you can put on is going to be a Fortress railing system with the millboard decking, and then the AZEK decking would be a close second, but it's really not close, Denny, to be honest with you. I have both those deckings installed at my house, and the millboard decking is head and shoulders above any of the other composite deckings I have, and I have, I'm up to four now. I have four different composite deckings installed at my home in various staging tests, and I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before the other three get turned over to millboard.
You really have liked that for a long time now, millboard. Now, how readily available is that? You know, we have listeners that not only all over the world, but certainly all over the state, all over the country. Is that brand available for those folks that are out of our regular listening area, or, you know, or just Twin Cities area, or the area that Linda serves, let's put it that way?
Yes and no. It might take your contractor some digging to try to find a supply chain for it, or they can get a hold of us and we can point them in the right direction too. Right now there is some exclusivity for us. We're one of the only ones bringing it into the Twin Cities. There's not a supply house that's stocking it. So we're bringing it in ourselves. And, we did that because of, again, once we did the testing and took a look at how aesthetically pleasing it is, we did, what it took to get that into our market. And, we're really happy we did with it, what we did. And our customers are enjoying the heck out of it. Every customer that has this decking really seems to be happy with the decision that they made.
In the spelling, it's how is it spelled like it sounds? Millboard?
Millboard, yep. Just how it sounds. Yep.
Okay. And is it, as far as construction now, when the workers, when Linda's crews are building these new decks with that product, is it about the same amount of labor as far as difficulty with, you know, any other material?
Yeah, you know, again, the labor and the on this product compared to the other composite decking is no different. We, you know, depending on the frame system that we choose, whether it's our metal framing system or a, you know, the standard green treat system, then that can make a difference in the cost. But more people are choosing our metal railing system or framing system to go along with the millboard decking and the fortress railing system.
Talk about that a little more. I know you've touched on it in previous shows, and again, explain that for our listeners. It's the substructure is metal.
Yeah, it's all metal framing, metal posts, everything on the framing of the deck is made out of metal. One, it doesn't have to be as wide of a material, so it's a much cleaner look. It's a finished look, so you know, you spend all this money on a deck, and then you got all this green treat that peeks through. I just never liked that look. So a lot of times we've been choosing the brown treat, but brown treat has its, you know, its own, you know, the KDAT product. It has its own problems. It can crack. You know, it's just not as long lasting as the rest of the materials that we're doing on the deck, or it doesn't look as nice, Denny. So when we saw this, and you don't have to worry about the metal twisting, or you don't have to go through six boards to find the three that you want to use, because everything is made perfectly, and it just, everything's going together smoother. Everything, it's just a better way of doing things. And I think we made this change about 3 years ago. And we have a couple different options on the footings as well, whether it's our helical piers or the diamond piers. We got a lot more people choosing the helical option.
All right. Another thing Linda's does a lot over the years, and you and I have talked about it, is siding. And we had a text came in earlier this morning about some damaged siding. And I would imagine this, in some cases, could be kind of difficult. They want to know if Linda's could ever find matching siding to repair evidently a grill was moved too closely to the house. And what is that? I could see that being an issue as far as color match.
It very well could be. And depending on how old the vinyl is, finding a one, if they still make it, that I put that at a 50-50 proposition. My experience trying to match vinyl siding, chances are the color has changed, the manufacturer's changed. A lot of these manufacturers have changed hands or have combined to be one company, so the colors have all changed a little bit, or the patterns have changed. So whether or not we can find that exact color, I don't know. When we find something close, maybe. But then, again, that siding is going to be brand new, and we're talking about plastic here. So it's not that it doesn't fade. What you want your vinyl siding to do is fade uniformly. And you put on a brand new piece, all you have to do is just go back and peel up the siding in any area and look at what color it is underneath the seam. It's usually going to be markedly darker than the rest of the wall. So that's what those two pieces of siding are going to look like, typically. This is why anytime you're doing a siding project or a roofing project or anything on the exterior, if you can get a couple of those extra materials and put them away someplace safe, I always highly encourage that. That's why we always leave open boxes and bundles with our customers as much as we possibly can. So you have a tree fall against your house 10 years from now. It's nice to have the exact materials that you used originally.
Yeah, good point. You had mentioned it earlier when we had a call about hail damage, and about checking out decks and Margaret's call, I believe. And you mentioned they check the inspector, and certain contractors will inspect everything outside. What about you're mentioning outdoor kitchens? What has Linda's dealt with that, and what are people putting in their outdoor? What can be comprised of an outdoor kitchen besides a grill?
Oh, you name it, Denny. It can be as robust as any regular kitchen, and with the module systems that we have at our fingertips nowadays, where we can literally, it's a giant book. You can go through and pick and choose the, like you would on normal appliances and countertops, and you can get water ran out there, different lighting options. You just like an ordinary kitchen, they make it for the outside as well. And, you know, I've seen some designs, over the last year of approaching, you know, $50,000-$60,000 in outdoor kitchen spend. That's a lot of money. I did see one grill that was pushing, you know, it was between $12,000 and $15,000 for the grill setup. That's, some pretty interesting, and high tech stuff out there that people can use for sure.
Wow. Sounds like fun, though, and of course, it's with our limited time. I assume in many cases, some of these outdoor kitchens are protected, not just out in the middle of a field somewhere.
Yes, you know, it depends on what it is on the outside of your home and how easy it is to put type of roof system out or type of awning system. But again, you're cooking there, so you don't want to have so much overhead where everything stays in there. You know, we're gonna, hey Denny, we're in Minnesota and Wisconsin here. We're inside enough. We get forced inside. We got to deal with a little rain while we're grilling. That's not the end of the world.
You're absolutely right. Okay, I tell you what let's do. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll pick up on some other text messages that have come in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, don't wait. We have some minutes remaining in the show. So call it in if you want to talk with Andy, or just send Andy that text. 651-461-9226 is that one number to remember. 651-461-9226. Here in the Twin Cities, again, you may see some shower activity yet. We could get off again on again today. They're calling the skies overcast, and our current CCO temperature reading 66 degrees. Stay with us. Welcome back to our home improvement show here on CCO Radio. Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindus, L-I-N-D-U-S, from Lindus Construction, answering, as usual, those home improvement type of questions. And, Andy, we still have a bunch to field this morning. Here's one of them. We get this occasionally, as you know. I'll just read it. It says, the chimney of my father's house has cracks and crumbling bricks. Does Lindus do that type of work?
You know, not necessarily. We do have some masons that we work with that we can recommend, but their schedules, we've talked about this earlier in the season, Denny. Our masons were getting booked up already. They're so hard and so rare to find good ones that the ones that I know, they're booked for the year, and it's not cheap to do a retuck point. That's why a lot of times when people are seeing what that costs to do, they're looking at options of removing the chimney, and especially if it's an unused chimney, and looking at what their options for there. Sometimes that's a marketably cheaper thing to do, especially if you're going through the roofing process already. It's not uncommon for a chimney tuck point and chimney work to get into that $10,000 to $15,000 range, Denny.
Okay. Let's tell you what, I'm getting a signal here. Let's go back to the phones. Darlene, I think, is calling in this morning to ask you a question from Northfield. Thanks, Darlene. What's your question for Andy?
I just put a new roof on, and I have two valleys, and the water, when it rains hard, it shoots right off over the gutters. And I want to know, is there a way to slow that water down? We did double over the shingles so that it was supposed to have slowed it down a little, but I can't tell that it has. And I'm wondering if I put a defector up there, if that will slow it down, or what do you recommend to do to stop that?
Yeah, there's some different things that you can do with some metal, whether you have to custom bend a piece of flashing like a deflector to make sure all the water is getting caught there. A lot of times, you know, the gutter doesn't even have a chance, so the water's not touching it. It looks like it's overshooting it, but it's coming off with such velocity, or the gutter is that low, that it's not, the water is not even touching the gutter. It's just going right by it, not even hitting the open gutter, or whether you have leaf guard or any type of gutter system. Some valley areas, the only way to handle it is with a deflector. Take my house, for instance, Denny. I have some dormers on the back of my home that leads to a valley coming onto a straight piece of gutter. It's one way to deal with the valley in a 90-degree corner. We have these high-volume inside miters that more often than not we can get by without having to put up any type of deflector. Now, on an inline valley, on about 30% of the rains I get a year, I'm getting some overflow, some overshooting. But it's two stories up. I've made a calculated risk that it's never enough water that's going to damage any of my landscaping or my foundation. I'm doing a good enough job of handling all the rest of the water around my house and with my landscaping getting away, that I've chosen not to put a deflector up there and catch all of the water because I don't want to have to get up behind it and clean it. Leaf guard's great, but as soon as you put a deflector on it, that's a part you're going to have to maintain on a regular basis. And that's a choice we try to give our customers. In fact, what we normally do, Denny, is we tell them not to do it, and we'll come out and add it for free if it needs it. Watch it. If it really, really isn't something that we can deal with, then we'll come out and add a deflector. That's one of the, you know, we always joke about, you know, you can't say hail proof or no maintenance. It's minimum maintenance. But you know what the maintenance is on leaf guard? call 1-800-LeafGuard and we'll come out and take care of you. That's your maintenance plan on there. We can't say hail proof on roofing, but I have a Glenwood shingle that literally has zero hail claims ever in the history of history since the shingle was made. I think 9 years now. So it's as close to hail proof as I can get. But it's minimum maintenance, and I, again, some valleys, you just have to do what you have to do.
Yeah. Speaking of asphalt shingles, I was looking at a text that this listener has now, a heavy cedar shake roof that may need replacement. And they are considering asphalt as a cost-saving measure, but also wondering about lifespan and curb appeal differences, which I think is a great question. Although cedar roofs are beautiful, but they've got to be these days hugely. I mean, they've always been expensive, but I can't even imagine the cost of a cedar roof now.
Yeah, you know, I can tell you the Glenwood shingle, which we still have, and I don't know how much longer we're going to have it. People have found out that how great the shingle is, especially if they've been through hail before and they're going through hail a second time. We seem like the go-to company because no one wants to do it again. So, but that Glenwood shingle was designed to look like cedar shakes, Denny. So much so that some of the higher-end developments in the Twin Cities, some of like the couple of gated communities that we have here in the Twin Cities, have identified Glenwood as one of the shingles that was allowed to do outside of cedar shakes. And then there wasn't very many. So it really is the look of cedar shakes without the maintenance. Cedar shakes got to get maintained almost yearly. And the Glenwood shingle has a 50-year non-prorated warranty that's good for you and the next person that owns your house. Literally every aspect of the roof is covered for 50 years. And if we install it, that's coupled with a 50-year workmanship warranty. It's the golden pledge with the golden ticket.
Yeah, that really is something special. We've got it here at our house, too. This listener, Andy, I know, let me check the time, a couple of minutes to go on the show. I live in South Minneapolis, this says, and have an unheated detached garage. I see many garages with roof fence and many without. Is there any advantage in having a roof fence in an unheated detached garage?
No. No, outside of the warm air is getting to the top of the roof. If there's any type of heat source in there whatsoever, it might be something to take a look at. But if you're not heating that area, you do not need to do that. But if you're going to be insulating it, now is the time to take a look at that.
A listener heard you talking about the Millboard brand of decking, and they're wondering, does that deck get moldy, or could it get or warp?
You know, I think almost all surfaces have the ability to get some of that surface mold on it, but that's usually easily cleaned, and it's from shadiness in that area or just not drying off. I haven't seen any of the Millboard type deck get any type of mold on it yet. I've had some of the other ones get some mold, but it's always been surface. If you're having issues with warping and it looks like black mold, that's probably a warranty claim. If it was our customer, we'd be able to get the manufacturers out there and get them taken care of.
All right, let's see. We've got a minute or so to go. Oh, boy. We gave a deposit, this listener says, to a siding company back in November, and they still haven't come by to our house to put siding on. They said the materials are hard to come by. Is that true?
Harder to come by than maybe they have been in the past, but not 6 months hard to come by, or whatever it's more like 10 months, 8 months.
Yeah.
If you don't have a solid install date, you might want to reach out to the state and talk about what your options are. And I don't know, hopefully you don't have a lot of money down. I've been hearing there's a lot of contractors that started up in 2020, Denny. And the amount of down payments walking away from projects that people just give given down the down payments to people and haven't seen them. The amount of those stories I've heard recently, it's unheard of. Like the amount of times this is happening, it's getting crazy, Denny. And we warn people, the way expenses were going with home improvements, the amount of time I had to take every week to look at my materials, to make sure my costs were in line, to make sure I wasn't losing money or that I could keep the lights on. Yeah. We had to keep up with how fast these prices were moving. The whole time I'm thinking, most contractors don't have this type of sophistication where they can see the real-time numbers coming in and the labor numbers and just the fuel prices alone, Denny. this year. Yeah. If you didn't factor that into your costs, it can be all of a sudden where you don't have money, and now you got to rob Peter to pay Paul. What I mean by that is you're taking somebody else's down payment to go and pay the bills for a job you had already completed. And that's not the way this is supposed to work. So, and that's where these contractors get into problems. So just be careful and double check everything. And
got to run, Andy. Let's do this again next week on the show. I always appreciate your help, and I know our listeners do too. So have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
Awesome, Denny. Thank you. Be well.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. You want to get in touch with those good folks. Easiest number to remember is 844-9-LINDIS. Denny Long here. I'll be in for Susie Jones tomorrow morning on the Health Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO.